The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hardest vacation you ever had to take, 1-800-330-9999. They always say that you need a vacation from your vacation, but this woman went viral and not in a good way because she was complaining about her trip. Here's what she said.
Every single influencer and TikToker who put the Amalfi Coast on my For You page over the last 2 months deserves jail time. What they didn't tell you were the disclaimers. First of all, it's impossible to get here. Then you have to stand in 90 degree weather waiting for a ferry to get on a ferry with all of your luggage. Then there's no streets here. There's no cars driving. So you have to walk up 160 stairs with all of your luggage.
Except you're in paradise.
I mean, it seems like she should have done a little bit more research, right? Open your eyes in the photos. You can kind of see some of that stuff.
Right. But some vacations are harder to take than others. That is true. What was the hardest vacation you took? Tiffany.
It was the first one with my husband's entire family. We weren't married yet. So there are a lot of us. And hurting that many people is like, I don't know, wrestling cats. It's not fun. My father-in-law was an English professor. My mother-in-law was a debutante. And my sister-in-law is a redneck. And I don't know how that happened. She drank butter from a straw at a restaurant.
What?
Well, you know, listen, yeah. I really love drawn butter, but drinking it from a straw doesn't feel like
a
good health choice.
Not in public.
She had the snail.
You know? But,
I know. The whole thing was just, I mean, we went diving a lot, and that was great because you can't hear them.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah, she had the snails, and she drank the drawn butter out of the bowl with a cocktail straw.
Ew.
You know what? Traveling with family is tough.
I love family. We could get there.
I like spending time with people, but I hate trying to figure out where 12 people want to eat.
Harlow, hardest vacation you ever took. What happened?
My husband and I, it was our 20th anniversary. We saved up for years and years and years to go to Italy for like 2.5 weeks. We were heading out to Tuscany in this little teeny rented car because, you know, in Europe, they just have these tiny little cars that are stick shift. Pull up to our little Airbnb, and the room had a tiny little bathroom where the shower made the whole bathroom get wet. Like, yeah. You couldn't even have toilet paper in there because there was nowhere to put it. The whole bathroom got wet by the shower, and the toilet was in the shower. You had to reach outside the door for the toilet paper.
Well, so, you know,
it was really awkward.
It's a very European thing. Things that are very normal in Europe are obviously not normal to us in America.
Sure.
But I remember, like, in Italy, a lot of those showers exist. Like, the whole floor gets wet. There's no, like, a section. It's, like, where you are. There's no, like, area.
Wait a minute. So, like, the toilet is in the shower with you.
It's like one giant,
right.
the tiled area.
The best way I could describe it is, like, you know, yeah, how you go, if you're staying in a hospital, sometimes the hospital rooms have it like flat where, yeah, it's, yeah, just a large area, yeah, where they can maybe roll in a wheelchair,
right.
It's kind of like that everywhere. But it's open like that. My husband travels a lot for work, spends a lot of time in Germany. He is convinced that these hotels that he stays at shut off the air conditioning in the middle of the night because they're very much on conservation.
Oh, yeah.
And they hate air conditioning.
Yes.
He sweats through 700 shirts a day while he's at work because there's, like, basically no AC everywhere he goes.
So they do this, too, at a lot of tropical resorts. And you always have to look up to see whether or not yours is one of them. So if it's not shutting down, they have motion sensors. It's the same thing. Like, if you're out enjoying yourself during the day, you come back, your room is hot because nobody's been in there moving around.
Yep.
Yes.
Weird.
Yeah. You know where the bathrooms are like that also? Prison.
Oh. Yep. Oh, okay. What was a vacation that you took that was really hard? This woman is being blasted on TikTok because she was complaining about how difficult it was to visit the Amalfi Coast in Italy. There's a lot of stairs. It's hot. A lot of transportation challenges. I get it.
Yeah, when you got to fly, then get on a train, then get on a bus, then get on a ferry, it seems like a big day. I had a day like that one time when I took my family to the Grand Canyon. It was absolutely miserable. Oh, also 100 degrees.
What was the hardest vacation you ever had to take?
The hardest vacation I ever took, went out the country with three of my friends from college out on the town. And then I met a young lady. We talked or whatever. And so I thought she liked me. So we, you know, she joined the crew, hung out. And then at the end of the night, she was still hanging. I thought she was going to leave. I thought she was going to go and leave and go back to her home. But then she stayed with me and followed me back. And then she requested funds from me for hanging with me the whole day. And I was like, no, that's not going to happen because that's not what I'm into. And then I wanted to escort her out. We started walking out. As soon as we get outside, a man appears out of the darkness and says, hey, I hear there's a problem. And so I was caught up in a conundrum, to say the least.
I mean, this is the boyfriend or this is the manager handler?
This was more managerial service.
Yes, right, all right, right. Recognize him by the gold chain.
That's terrifying.
And the threatening look.
Right.
Yeah.
So what did you do?
You know, I had to go to the ATM, you know, because I was overseas, you know, so I knew I wasn't protected by American law enforcement or anything like that. So, you know, I negotiated a much lower price, went to ATM, pulled some money out, and then handed it over so we could be clean and so we can make it back safe.
Now, maybe this is an inappropriate question, and you don't have to answer it if you don't want. But was there any actions during that time when you guys were quote unquote hanging out that would make her think that she probably deserved payment?
No, actually, no. Like I said, she hung out with me and my friends, and we went to some clubs, ordered some bottles, and, you know, hung out, had fun. And her thing was her time had to be compensated.
Right, right. Like, you paid for the drinks, but you got to dance.
Yeah.
And that means that you got to go. Even for the cut rate, you went to the ATM. You know what? Might not have been the worst choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially if you got a few more days there in the
absolutely.
Town.
No, you got to get out of that situation.
Pay the guy.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Veronica, hardest vacation you ever took?
Disney World. Disney World is work. Up at the break of dawn, getting everything together, waiting on long lines. It's 1,063 degrees out, and there's no shade anywhere. Mm-hmm. There's no shade. You're just melting and roasting. It's work. It's not joy.
I went in September one time, and I thought I was going to explode.
No. Oh.
I thought I was actually going to spontaneously combust.
Yep.
Standing in a line, waiting to order some food. And that was before I knew about the app stuff and all that. So I was just standing in a regular food line. Oh, don't let that be you.
Remember when I was 7.5 months pregnant, 8 months pregnant,
yeah.
And I went to Disney in August?
Right.
Remember?
Why would you do that to yourself?
Drop dead right there. I remember the parade going on and like everybody's rejoicing and I stood there just crying. Just silent tears coming down my face.
Sobbing.
Not knowing how to escape.
As they're dancing and singing about the happiest place on earth.
Yeah.
Right.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong. So you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.